It's often most tempting to quit in life right when things get a little difficult. And often that's where things can go really well, is after it's gotten a little difficult. So I just experienced this. I had my perkaholic before making this. I had all 9 perks. And of course, then the temptation for me comes in to quit right when it's gotten a little bit difficult. So right after I've made a mistake. So for me, I've found in my life a lot of the best opportunities I've had have come from not quitting right when it gets difficult, from continuing to press on. I know in high school, I went to my first football practice and I quit. I said, you know what? I don't want to do this. This is too hard. And that can be, if you're going to quit at something, that can be one of the best times to quit. That can be one of the, you can waste on the least time. For example, it might have worked out really good. I might have gotten hurt playing football. I might have avoided a lot of pain and suffering by quitting immediately. And I quit a lot of things immediately in my life. And yet, when I decided to do things, often the biggest opportunity I had was to persevere after that initial failure. So like I teach online. And teaching online, there were tons of failures. Now, I am able to teach full-time online because I've gotten through so many failures, and yet the temptation still comes in to quit today. As things have gotten challenging on the website I'm teaching on in many ways, then my idea is then I should, well, it's too tough. I should just give up. And a lot of other people, it seems, have been giving up. And relationships, this can be one of those things too. A relationship gets difficult, you think, well, I'm just going to give up on it. And that often can be when you have the biggest opportunity to grow in the relationship. Now, it takes two people to learn and grow together. You can't just decide to have a relationship with someone by yourself. So the nice thing I've learned today is that it's up to me not to quit in situations where I'm there for the right reasons. Now, that can vary as to the reason you're there. Now, like football practice, I went there for a lot of reasons that weren't good for me. Now, you could say, well, you're just rationalizing that because you quit. You might be right. I went there for a lot of reasons that weren't good for me. I wanted to be more popular, and yet I liked playing football too. So with quitting, often you'll quit right before great things happen in life. Now, sometimes you can quit, and it's challenging, as you can see, even to explain this, because sometimes you can quit right before there's a problem. Like if you are having a problem with a substance or like drinking, if you quit before there's a problem, that can be really valuable. And yet sometimes you can miss out on a lot of the learning as well. So maybe if I had went through and played football, I would have learned and grown a lot more there. So I do these videos today. It still gets tempting to quit. Like I just had the perkaholic. I just died. And I thought, you know what? I could just give up right now. This would be a great time to just quit. You know, I've got far enough on the level to just say, you know what? I did good enough. That's good. It was a very tempting time to quit. And yet, some of the best games I've had have been the ones when I played on. When I got through that initial failure and made it into then a really high level on it. So I've gotten to 60 and 70 on some of the levels. I got to like 53 on it. And one of the things I notice about me playing with other people don't like to even go down once. I don't even play with people I don't know on Zombies anymore because people are so likely to quit as soon as they just go down once. They just go down once and they're like, I'm done. Well, I'm able to get a lot farther because I'm willing to go down a lot more than once. I'm willing to mess it up as many times as I need to in order to get it right. So like with dating, as many times as I failed dating, I could have easily just said, and lots of times I did just figure, you know, I should just quit even trying to date. And yet, if I would have done that, I would have never gotten to the place where I'm at today, where I get to have a happy relationship with my wife. So I would have missed out on the majority of the rewards of dating if I had given up earlier. So lots of times in life, they say don't quit before the miracle happens. Often, there'll be a miracle that's available to you in your life as long as you don't quit before it happens. Now, I realize there's so many different situations out there, I can't possibly know exactly what situation you should stop pursuing and which ones you should quit in. What I do know is that the one real choice I have today tends to be whether I want to stay or go. Stay in this life, stay here with you today, or go. And as long as I'm making a firm, honest, wholehearted decision to stay, then usually I will be inclined to persevere in places that are good, and I will be inclined to quit in places where I'm wasting my time. So one of the places I'm planning on quitting actually is my podcast. In fact, I've been thinking to record one of these and then put it on my podcast and ask, hey, do you want me to even keep doing my podcast? Because I only have so many things I can do. So it takes extra time to go through and upload an episode of this. I've been uploading it on my podcast also. So I'm thinking about quitting doing the podcast, just uploading these just to Facebook and just to YouTube, because that's where the majority of people watch them. So generally getting feedback about things can be really helpful. So like when I talked to my dad about quitting football practice, he was on board with it. He thought that was a good idea. So often if you're not sure whether something's worth quitting or not, getting a second opinion on it can be very helpful. So today, I've decided to pursue playing this zombie game out of being able to continue making this video here with you today, to continue in the loving spirit that I started playing the game, and realizing that for anything I might want in the game, I might actually get farther and get a better result than ever just by continuing to play this exact game I'm playing right now. So I'm grateful to have the chance to see that today. I'm grateful to have the chance to share this with you today. And I hope it's useful for you in your life today. I pray today to remember not to quit before the miracle happens. I pray to remember today and to ask others for advice on things I am planning on quitting so that I can also avoid unnecessary pain and suffering by pursuing things that I don't need to pursue that aren't good or helping anyone. I pray that you have the same opportunities today to simply copy and paste the knowledge I have and use it however you need to use it today. Thank you very much for watching this. I hope you have a great day today.